Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today.
Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You got stock market questions, I've got stock market answers. Tap in, catch me on IG at Ask Blank.
Right. Definitely going to beat reach down today. Drill that in our mind. It's a very attractive option. And again, it gives you exposure to real estate assets that we normally wouldn't be able to get exposure to. For instance, what's considered top 10 REITs up here from a market capitalization standpoint, right? And we know that market capitalization is how many shares of stock are outstanding multiplied by the most recent price of the stock, okay? So here's one of them here to start with. We'll take a couple off of this list. We'll do is this. We'll look under the hood at a couple of these. Posting it in the chat, I'll take the top two or three, and we'll look at them. If any names jump at you, you guys want to take a peek at, post in the chat. I'm going to take the top two or three, and then we're going to keep it popping, keep it moving. And I'm going to go to Yahoo Finance app. I'm going to go, I believe, EQIX. Woo-wee. $660, right? They ain't all cheap stocks. See, I said on my podcast I was covering the top 23 stocks on the $23. This is a different list. This is real estate. All right. But all companies are not this size, but we'll, okay, so they've been on the run. They've been as high as 885. All right. So we're going to scroll all the way down to the, boom, the company profile, just to see what's going on with it. So we don't know anything about Equinix. They're in the real estate sector. You see their REIT, REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust, specialty REIT. It has 11,800 full-time employees. All right. It says Equinix is the world's digital infrastructure company, enabling digital leaders to harness the trusted platform to bring together and interconnect the foundational infrastructure that powers their success. Equinix enables today's businesses to access all the right places, partners, and possibilities they need to accelerate advantage. With Equinix, they can scale with agility, speed the launch of digital services, deliver world-class experiences, and multiply their value. That is one of the vaguest business descriptions I've ever read in my life. So now I feel like, okay, so what do you really do? I don't know if it's just me, but I read that and I'm like, this sounds like a bunch of intelligent nothing. Like, I still don't know what you actually do. So, now, this is one of the first time I got to click the blue button on here. Show all company profile. Like, what? Like, tell me something better than that, man. What do y'all do, though? So they're a data center. There we go. Why did you say that? Get direct and secure access to leading enterprises and service providers and strategic destinations with unmatched reliability through our network of interconnected data centers. That's what y'all have. That's your real estate play. They got the servers. I got it. And they all over the world. Yeah, unrivaled quality. Yeah, data center services. Thank you. Why didn't you say that in your initial thing? So they're storing the world's data. So people need that. That's a good place. So we're going to go up here to where you see the numbers, right? Look at some of their key statistics. Key statistic is walking around the vehicle, right, at the front. This is the, but when it says show all key statistics, that's when you're looking under the hood. This is walking around the vehicle. So we see the price is $660. So the 52-week low is $495, basically, and the 52-week high is $853. So they're right in the middle, all right, from the last, the highest and lowest has been in the last year. It has a P.E. ratio for the trailing 12 months of 86.47. You'll see that near the middle of the screen, P.E. ratio. I like P.E. ratio between 10 and 30. So it's a little bit higher than my preferred range. It has a beta of a 0.53, which is, it means that this company is not risky. Betas is like 2 and above are higher, are more risk prone, meaning they move their price. Price changes more erratically. This company doesn't have a lot of erratic price fluctuations. If you kind of look at their five-year graph, for the most part, they've been growing steadily over time. Instead of green, you get this fall-off area here, post-pandemic-y, but, or not post, but I guess 2021 will be in the thick of it. For the last year, it's down 14.72%, whereas a lot of companies are down beyond 30%. But looking around here, what else I see? Market cap beta. It has a dividend. They paid $12.40 a share dividend. Represents a 1.88% dividend yield. So you do make some money. It's not a lot to go. I'm not going to buy a $660 stock per share stock to make 1.88%. I think you can get 1.88% on a company that's a lot cheaper than $660. They have a one-year price target of $7.11. All right, so we're going to hit key statistics. All key statistics look under the hood. We're going to scroll down to the financial highlights, and we're going to start with profitability. Gross profit margin, 10.5%. Net operating margin, 10.7%. All right, so good and good. Two positive numbers that are double digits. Management effectiveness, return on assets, 1.55. Return on equity, 6.43. So both of these numbers are also positive. They're not double digits, but they're positive. First four key ratios are all positive. That's a good look. Income statement, revenue for the trailing 12 months, $6.61 billion, which represents quarterly revenue growth year over year, up 7.5%. So far, so good. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, $2.44 billion to the good. That's good, which represents quarterly earnings growth year over year, up 39.10%. So far, the first six key financial ratios are all positive, and three of the six are in double digits. I mean, I can't be mad at nothing I see so far. Total cash on hand for the most recent quarter, $2.5 billion relative to debt of $16 billion. So they do have a considerable amount of debt relative to the amount of cash they have. However, you see they're up double-digit percentages on their bottom line, and up over 7.5% on their top line. That means they're making enough money that they're going to be able to pay their bills. And keep in mind, these are real estate investment trusts. You're going to see a lot of debt on their books. Why? Because they buy the real estate. They probably take mortgages out on them, and then they lease the space to other people. So you don't be totally alarmed by the amount of debt you see on a REIT's book. If the question is, are they bringing enough revenue and driving up to the bottom line to service the debt. You know what I'm saying? To service the debt. Always use an example of home ownership. So what this means to me is you owe $160,000 on your mortgage and you got $25,000 of cash in the bank. I mean, you're not about to lose your house. You get what I'm saying? But you got to keep your job. You know what I mean? You owe $160 on your mortgage and you got $25,000 of cash in the bank. you okay. Like you're not missing no house payments no time soon. Your house payment on that 160 probably ain't more than about $1,200. You know what I mean? Something like that. So if you got $25,000 of cash in the bank, in theory, you can almost pay, you could easily pay your house note for a year without a job. Not 2 years would be some pressure, but 1 year for sure. You can have one bad year in your life and still maintain your house with a $150,000 mortgage if you got $25,000 of cash in the bank. You're going to be dipping into your savings like a mug, but you got a good year to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, 1 year, one terrible year won't hurt you. It will hurt, but it won't kill you if you got $25,000 saved up in a 160 mortgage. Now, if you ain't got that money saved, yeah, it's going to be problems. So in this case, I'm not in love with their balance sheet, but it's manageable. It's sustainable. So overall, I ain't mad at this one. I just know that $660 per share is a little rich for my blood. You know, personally, I like to accumulate shares, and I ain't buying. I mean, I ain't going to just jump out there and buy 100 shares at $660. That's a lot of bread. Now, Welltower. Now, this is more of my wheelhouse. $71.50 a share. Now, that looks more attractive to the blankster. I got a ball at my level. You know what I'm saying? I can work with a $71 share stock. But they've been as high as 99. When we look at the 5-year chart, looking at the look around the vehicle here, just at the numbers, 71.50 at the lower end of the lower side of the halfway mark between 56.50 low and a 99.43 high for the 52-week range. They have a PE ratio of 143. That's pretty high for me. Market cap, $33 billion. It's a big company. Forward dividend yield is 3.41. So remember, on the company that charged, that was $660 a share on EQIX, their dividend yield, even though they paid $12.40 a share dividend, that only represented a 1.88% yield. Your money would have went further for you from a dividend perspective if you bought well, because you're only paying $71.58 a share versus $660. Even though you're getting paid $2.44 a share in dividend yield, in dividend versus $12.40, the yield is a 3.41 versus the 1.88, which means that if your game was dividends, this would be the better between the two, because 3.41 is more than 1.88. Now, but it may be other reasons to look at the other company, because if you recall, it was over $800. So it may grow faster than well from an appreciation standpoint. So we don't know that. We'll scroll down and see what they cooking up under their profile. Real estate sector, real estate investment trust industry, healthcare facilities. The other one was specialties, was their niche with the data centers. This is healthcare facilities. And they only have 464 full-time employees versus the 11,800 that work at EQIX. Description says Welltower Inc. is an S&P 500 company headquartered in Toledo, Ohio, is driving the transformation of healthcare infrastructure. The company invests with leading seniors housing operations. Okay, well, operators. Invests with leading seniors housing operators, post-acute providers, and healthcare systems to fund the real estate infrastructure needed to scale innovative care delivery models and improve people's wellness and overall healthcare experience. Welltower, a real estate investment trust, owns interests in properties concentrated in major high growth markets in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, consisting of seniors housing and post-acute communities and outpatient medical properties. That's pretty unique, very specialized. Let's go up here and click show all key statistics so we can look under the hood. Okay, financial highlights. Profitability, 3.6%. Operating margin for the trailing 12 months, just shy of 15.5%. Return on assets, just over 1.5%. Return on equity, just over 1.8%. Income statement. Revenue for the trailing 12 months, $5.65 billion. Which represents quarterly revenue growth up year over year, just shy of 19%. EBITDA, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, amortization, $2.15 billion, and it does not report quarterly earnings growth year over years. So maybe NA. Balance sheet, total cash on hand, MRQ, most recent quarter. MRQ means most recent quarter. Total cash on hand, $343.5 million relative to $15.57 billion worth of debt. It's a lot of debt. But if they're growing their top line by nearly 20%, potentially can satisfy that. The margin of effectiveness is so thin for me, though. There's 1.54 and 1.16. I would have to know. I want to know more. I'm curious to see more about where their facilities are and specifically how many of them they got. Like, I see enough here where I'm intrigued to know more, but I'm not convinced to go buy. So here it says right here, Welltower reports third quarter results. You want to do stuff like click view results. Also, when you go to these companies' websites, click in the upper right-hand corner. Wherever you see the menu tab and you see investors, always go to investors and investor relations pages. And then you get all these updates you can download, their business update, their earnings release, supplemental information. And you see right there, it says 3Q22 earnings call. You click there, and then what you can do is you can register. They don't need nothing but your email address. And then they'll let you download the MP3. And you can listen back live to what their conference call was doing and what the CEO said, what the CFO said, what the whoever said. So I'll pull up one last one. PSA, public storage, $2.95 a share. Then it has 421. 52-week range, you can see it there. Been as low as 270. It's 25 points above the floor at this point. It's been as high as 421. So still over 125 points below the ceiling. So it may be some room. It may be some runway out there. Might still be some meat on that bone. For dividend yield, $8 a share, 2.71% yield. It has a one-year target of 359. That's encouraging. Market cap just shy of 52 billion. Very low beta, 0.39. PE ratio, right in my sweet spot. I like 10 to 30. And this one is basically 12. All right. Public storage, real estate sector, industry, REIT, industrial. So we looked at industrial REIT. We looked at healthcare, medical REIT, and then we looked at the specialty REIT with the data center. So you're already getting a vibe for the different types of real estate that's out there. And it's much more. And then the one with the medical is mostly specialized in senior housing. You can do senior housing, and they said outpatients, medical outpatient stuff. So this one here has 5,800 full-time employees. Public storage is a member of the S&P 500 and FT Global 500. It's a REIT that primarily acquires, develops, owns, and operates self-storage facilities. As September 30th of 2020, we had interest in 2,504 self-storage facilities located in 38 states with approximately 171 million net rentable square feet in the United States. An approximate 35% common equity interest in Shurgard Self-Storage, SA, which is on the Brussels exchange, which owned 239 self-storage facilities located in seven Western European nations with approximately 13 million net rentable square feet operated under the Shurgard brand, and an approximate 42% common equity interest in PS Business Parks, Inc., which is on the New York Stock Exchange, is PSB, which owned and operated approximately 28 million rentable square feet of commercial space as of September 30th of 2020. Our headquarters are located in Glendale, California. That's a lot. 13 million, 28 million. That's 41 million plus the 71 million. I mean, they out here. They got a couple hundred million square feet of rentable square face in the United States and then own parts of that in Europe.
Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at MountSinaiOliveOil.com.